Hey, this is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Royale. Today I want to talk about scumbag women. I think this week we're going to talk about the difference between a bad woman, a good woman, and a virtuous woman. Now, I know y'all heard like Jay-Z, the song he had, Sisters and Bitches. The second verse kind of explains everything, right? But when you have a bad woman, especially, I'm talking to the guys, and if, ladies, if you want to, you know, listen, you can too, but to the guys, when you have a bad woman, what's the reason for staying? Like, usually, it's like the women, that be like, oh my God, the D is so good, you know, emotional. But when is it like when guys be trying to act so tough, and then act like it ain't about nothing, you get a bad woman, but you stick with her because she got good head. Like, you can't get it anywhere else. Like, I don't understand. Like, a bad woman is a woman that doesn't come home at night. You know what I mean? I have like 3 homies in the same situation, but they grew up in good homes. And I'm like, how did you fall for this? And you're trying to build a family with this? They're not attractive physically. Or like, they cool old homies or whatever, but like, as far as a relationship, and like, you're not. And it's not about the physical, but it's like, damn, the physical gotta attract you in the beginning. But when you have it to where it's not even that, she was just a little scraggle, a little something that you picked up to try to hit, and then you try to turn something into it because she was the damsel in distress. Like, that's how they get you, being a damsel in distress. How do you stress yourself out with that? So, you know, most women that I know, and I'm just going off my analysis, like, a good woman would never want to get their kids up or allow their kids to be, oh, you have them. You can have them. Like, these bad women I know, they be wanting to get their kids away. And I'm looking at, what the fuck? Like, what are these guys going into? And I'm like, you can't be that stupid, because you know you have common sense. You have people like me in your life to try to keep you on track. But no matter how much they complain to you, how much they cry to you, no matter how much advice you give them afterwards, they're always going to stay with this bad woman. And then have the excuses of the kids. Like, how many? Like, come on. It's 2019, man. Like, and I'm not saying like you, it's okay, and it should be like a normal thing to be like separate parents, but come on, you go through that, it's like a woman. Then you get like a good woman, which, you know, she does the basics, which is great as far as helping you with the bills, and you know, y'all both independent, y'all both doing your thing, but she has no, excuse me, ladies, if you're listening to this, but, no, this is what I'm gonna say. She's not nurturing. She can help you as a partnership, but if you want to, that's a vibe, and that's cool. Your partners are cool, and you're supposed to be with your best friend. But is your best friend nurturing? And that goes for both ends, because a woman needs nurturing too. You know what I mean? From her man. So they want to be pampered a little bit, like we want to be nurtured a little bit. So what is it between, like, you couldn't upgrade to that, at least? And then, you know, for my spiritual brothers like me, you want something virtuous. Because you're willing to give something that's unseen, something that's felt. It's not just a vibe, it's a connection. That's what I was talking about in my last segment. So, I don't understand, guys. Like, call and let me know. Like, what is it that makes you so, like... Because I think a man will think 24 hours a day until he falls in love. And, you know, females as well. But I want to let y'all know, like, a lot of times I can be a little rough on women. My perception of what I see, but it's not every woman. If the shoe fit, wear it. If it don't apply, let it fly. It's not every woman, but me. I'm so in my spirit now that I'm very meticulous about who I connect with. I don't even like ratchet girls touching me. Like, real rat. And I come from the hood. I'm from the bottom. I'm from, you know what I mean? But when you outgrow stuff after a while, like, I'm 32. So it's like, after a while, you're looking like, man, I don't even want to. I done been through so much in my life with business, friends, family, and women that, like, nah. Nobody in my life can be able to do anything or be able to hang nothing over my head. I'm gonna allow it. I'll work and do things myself until it happens. Now, for me, a virtuous woman is nurturing. She's a mother. She also can, she supports and she stands behind me like that's my best friend. But as she submits into me, I submit into her as well. So if she does what I need her to do and what I ask of her, why can't I give it in return, right? And it should never be waiting for her to initiate it. I can initiate it sometimes. It's just about being fair. Now, a lot of times we judge women based off the lower and higher vibrational, but we think all women are lower because that's what we're surrounded by. But then I get around, you know, I get like that sometimes because I succumb to what I see, what have I experienced and everything around me. But then I go and I see older couples, you know, and I start analyzing individuals as well. I have an aunt, a couple of aunts and uncles that have been married for 30, 40 years. And we know it's not like that no more, but we have to find someone that's intentional and believes in the same illusion, so to speak. You know what I mean? If you can plug yourself into the, if we can coincide and coexist in the same matrix and plug into that, then let's do that to make our lives happier and become the happiest. So whenever we plug into the matrix and we're following our path and our purpose, we know that we're doing this together and it's a union. You know what I mean? Because if the man is the head, and he has to lead and a woman is to follow, it doesn't mean that she follows behind you and with her head down. It means that you give the direction and you have guidance. You know what you're doing. A woman can be emotional. She needs a guy that's logical that can help balance everything out. And even when a man is too logical, sometimes he needs a little bit of that emotion or that person to help them to care a little more, see things from a caring perspective. So my thing is, when do these men or these women graduate from a bad person to a good person, or good person to a virtuous person? And I think it's based off your levels and where you are in life. But sometimes I get so frustrated, being as though, I guess my wisdom and my experience allows me to see things differently. And I've been on this road for so long that, like, when I see people my age, and I always hung around people older than me, but when I see people my age, it frustrates me. I don't even like hanging around people my age. When I see younger people, it frustrates me. Everything's just about the sex. 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 Like, women come a dime a dozen to me. I'm not ugly. I'm not corny. And I have a lot of female friends that, like, you know, I could if I wanted to. But, you know, I choose not to because of the virtuous thing. Then I'm like, picky. I'm waiting because the next one I tie in with has to be my queen. There's no more playing. There's no breakup to makeups. We're too old for this. We done experienced enough. Let's get on in life. Let's be happy. Let's get through whatever we need to get through and keep falling in love with each other. And when I say keep falling in love with each other, know that you're falling in out of love. I'm not trying to hear that, oh, I'm tired of relationship. I need some stuff. I don't give a fuck. I get tired too, but just because I fell out, I don't mean I'm going to give up. So if we have to have endurance and patience with virtuous and good women. With bad women, that's just a straight drain. It ain't nothing but suck you by, and she's draining everyone of their energy. They don't even look good. You ever see these people now? Is the emphasis is so much on the ass and the body that you don't even look at the face anymore. So now when you see a woman, now not only are you lusting after the body, that's all you can compliment. And usually you're supposed to compliment a woman from her neck up. Well, that's what I was taught. Tell her how pretty she is. Tell her how her hair looks nice. Tell her how that you love her smile, her eyes, everything about it. Her cute little button nose if she has one. You know what I mean? Even if you want to get lustful, just say, oh, I love your lips. Let me bite them. Like, you know what I mean? Something silly like that. And then you can work your way down. Because when you work your way down, now it's like most girls, not all, but they, you know, have insecurities about body parts or whatever like that. And then you make them feel secure by touching those insecure spots and kissing on them and making sure it's cool. But you want to keep your woman secure, that she should keep you secure, but she should never lie to you. She has to correct you because she has to be on your side. I can't take a woman that won't correct you, and that's usually a bad woman if she can't correct you, because she just, oh, I just let him do what he want. That's not a person that's on your side, because they shouldn't have you outside looking like a fool and just, oh, he do what he want. No, it's correction. We have a presentation. Perception is reality. You know what I mean? You don't want somebody to half-ass it neither. Oh yeah, she pay the bills and all that. You know what I mean? Well, she helped pay the bills and all that. You know what I mean? We go half on everything is good. If that's what you want, that's cool. If that's all you're searching for. But if you want something deeper, that's not enough. Money isn't everything. Because money, we allow money to be a guide when it's really paperwork and us that control the money. But, you know, that's a financial literacy class. You can go to my old Jones and listen to that. You know what I mean? But a virtuous woman? That's the whole package. I'm talking about nurturing, caring, a partner, a best friend, a virtuous man, a leading man, a God-fearing, a God-loving man. He has guidance, direction. So if anytime you feel like you're lost, he's patient with you and he can, you know, guide you in the right direction, but you have to allow him. A virtuous woman will allow you. You know what I mean? A bad woman, you can't tell me what to do. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm trying to guide you and direct you. But, you know, most of the time it's those ratchets that's, I do what I want, misindependent, and I got mine. And then how you misindependent? You dependent on welfare and food stamps and child support. And that's all you do. You don't even go to work. But that's neither here nor there. That's just a bad woman altogether. So when do we get from bad to good, good to virtuous? And what is your perception of a virtuous, good or bad man or bad woman? You know, just let me know. You call in. Yeah. I'm here. Type in. Have a comment. Maybe it's me. I think different.